ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नानारण्य मृग ब्रातैर् अनाबाधे मुनि व्रतहि आहूतं मन्यते पन्थो आहूतं मन्यते पान्थो यत्र कोकिलकूजितहि। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पस बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद। श्रील प्रभुपाद की ट्रांसलेशन। इन सच एन एटमोस्फेयर इवन द एनिमल ऑफ द फॉरेस्ट बिकम नॉन वायलेंट एंड नॉन इनवियस लाइक ग्रेट सेजेज। कंसिक्वेंटली द एनिमल्स डिड नॉट अटैक एनी वन। ओवर एंड एबव एवरीथिंग वॉज द कुइंग ऑफ द कुकूज। एनी पैसेंजर पासिंग अलोंग दैट path was invited by the atmosphere to take rest in the nice garden. Purpose. A peaceful family with wife and children is compared to the peaceful atmosphere of the forest. Children are compared to non-violent animal. Sometimes, however, wife and children are called Sojanakhya Dasyu, burglar in the name of kinsmen. A man earns his livelihood with hard labor, but the result is that he is plundered by his wife and children, exactly as a person in the forest is attacked by some thieves and burglars. who take his money. Nonetheless, in family life, the turmoil of wife and children appears to be like a cooing of the cuckoos in the garden of family. Family life. Being invited by such an atmosphere, the person who is passing through such a blissful family life desire to have his family with him at all cost. Nana arand mriga bratair anabadhe muni vratahe ahutam manyate pantho yatra kokil kujitah. We will come to the text. I am going little behind for introduction. This part of Srimad Bhagavatam. Originally, this is conversation between Vidur and Maitreya. And then Vidurji, Maitreya Rishi refers again this conversation, another very celebrated conversation take place in the palace of a very celebrated king, Prachin Barhi. So in palace of Prachin Barhi, the king, celebrated conversation took place between Narad Rishi, the greatest preacher of the universe, and the king, Prachin Barhi, who was also very celebrated for his activities. Especially, you know, he was direct descendants. He was coming in the same dynasty as Dhruva Maharaj. So he was descendants of Dhruva Maharaj. Highly glorious position he was. Immediately his father was Habirdhan. He was son of Habirdhan. So Prachin Barhi. And then Narad Ji speaks this part of Srimad Bhagavatam called Puranjanu Pakhyanam. This is allegorical presentation story, not exactly real one. There was no king with the name of Puranjan who existed on surface of the earth. This is allegorical presentation. story. It's an imaginary one, but this type of presentation, you say some story, and towards the end, the story teaches some moral instructions. So Narad ji also giving this presentation, presenting this story of Maharaj Puranjan. So we'll go through that text. And one of verse describe that Puranjano naam Asit Puranjano naam Raja Rajan Virachharvad. In past, there are very celebrated king. He was known for his pious activities, glorious activities, and his name was Puranjan. King Puranjan, tasya abhigyat nam asit sakha, and the king has one friend. Name of friend was abhigyat. Abhigyat means unknown, though the person was friend, but Puranjan was not knowing anything about his friend. Abhigyat sakha or abhigyat cheshtita. You can understand your awkward position. You have one friend. You don't know anything about your friend. You don't know his nature, his activity, nothing. You don't know whereabouts of your friend. And you have friend, very intimate friend, close friend. So that Puranjan, the king, very celebrated king, he has one friend. Name of friend was Abhigyat. Naam yaad rakhsange ke na? Name of friend, king was Puranjan. And what was the name of the friend? Abhigyat. Abhigyat means unknown. He was not known to Puranjan. And same time, abhigyat cheshtitam. What is the nature of his friend? Or what is his activities? What is his ID? Where he lives? He doesn't know anything. Abhigyat cheshtitam. So along with the friend, abhigyat, the king, Puranjan, was traveling on the surface of earthly planet. Sri Sri Krishna Balaram ke, Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar ji ke, Sri Sri Gaur Nitai ke. The king was traveling on the surface of the earth. For what purpose he was traveling? He was looking a suitable residence, suitable city, where he can live very comfortable, nice way. But he went all around. He traveled all over the surface of the earth. He found, he saw some city, some residence, but he was not satisfied. He was frustrated, morose, disappointed, because he was looking at a suitable city, suitable resident, suitable place to stay, but he was not satisfied with those places. Eventually, he came across a tract of land, and the description here, sa ekada himato dakshineshu athasanushu. While he was going around, traveling on the surface of earth, he came across one tract of land which is situated on the southern part of Himalaya. South of Himalaya. Himalaya on north side. So this is India. He came to India. Say, Prabhupada has written, when talks come, so himavato dakshineshu sanushu, on the slopes of Himalaya, south slope of Himalaya, he saw one place, one tract of land, one city, and he became very much satisfied.
ददर्श नवभीर द्वारभी. When he saw that place, city, that city has very nice, glorious nine outlets, nine gates. Puram Lakshit Lakshanam. With all specious characteristics, all specious things were there, all specious facilities were there in that city, and he became very much satisfied. When Prabhupada writes purport on this verse, of course it is only described in the text that Maharaj Puranjan, he saw one city which was situated on the southern part of Himalaya and became unsatisfied. Prabhupada directly writes a comment purport and says that south part of Himalaya, India, and especially taking birth as a human being in India is most glorious thing. This is one very fortunate opportunity. This one, someone gets birth in India as a human being. And there in that purport, Prabhupada's quote, very celebrated verse of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bharat Bhumite Haila Manus Janma Jar Janma Sartha Kari Kara Parupakar. Whosoever has taken birth in the specious land of India as a human being, he must cultivate consciousness, Krishna consciousness, and perfect his life, mission of his life. And same time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is given an additional responsibility, anyone who has taken birth in India, to do para upakar. Upakar. We should do something good for others. Especially if someone is struggling for reviving his Krishna consciousness, a Indian is supposed to help that person. Bharat Bhumite Haila Manus Janma Jar Janma Sarthak Kari Kara Parupakar. So Srila Prabhupada's very elaborate purport talks about the glorious position of a human form of life, especially in India. And then continues with five verses describes about the glorious city. The city means human body in India. This is glorified. The city is glorified. Narada Rishi described about the glorious situation of the city in five continuous verses. And then, in the continuation of the same description about the glorious situation of the city, Narada Rishi described about one garden out on the outskirts of the city. See, outskirts, the city and out of the city, in outskirts of the city, there was very nice garden, and two verses describe the glorious situation of the garden of the city. City was there, and surrounding the city, there were garden, lawn. What type of this garden was? Nana Arand Mirga Bratai. In that garden, in that forest, Nana Arand Mirga, Arand Mirga, animal, forest animal. In the forest, it is filled with different type of animal. And those animal, they have taken a vow of breath of Muni, Muni breath. Samajhte hai na? They have taken a vow of Muni, Muni breath. Means non-violence, ahinsra. All of the animal who are residing in the forest, they have taken a vow of non-violence, Muni breath. They never attack any other person, and themselves also they don't quarrel. Animal, they don't fight themselves, and same time they don't attack any other person. If anyone entering in the forest, they are very much friendly. Nana Arand Mriga Bratai. they have Muni Vrat, since they have taken Muni Vrat, they have taken a vow of non-violence, so therefore anabadhe. There is no question of anything disturbance by animals. Though they are forest animal, wild animal, but if you are living in that forest, you have no any disturbance. Very peaceful. Apart from this, that forest or the garden, kokil kujitahi, always kukul, kokul, they are cooing. The whole atmosphere is surcharged with a nice vibration of different type of birds. They are vibrating. Whole atmosphere is vibrated by different type of birds. If someone passes through that nearby the forest, he feels as if someone is inviting in that forest to live there. Very pleasing situation. So this is the summary meaning of this verse. And in this purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, a peaceful family with wife and children is compared to the peaceful atmosphere of the forest. This is, we will come to the the point. A peaceful family with wife and children is, this is comparison about the peaceful family life. If in the family wife is there, children are there, and if they are very much cooperative, then that family life is considered to be very much glorious, very peaceful life. Children as compared to non-violent animals. this part of Prabhupada writes. That very nice way. But again, Srila Prabhupada talks, change the purport meaning. Sometimes, however, wives and children are called Swajanakshadaksyu. Swajanakshadaksyu, Swajan. They are called Swajan, our own kinsman. But actually they are Dasyu. Dasyu means? Kya honna, Baba Sahib? What is the meaning of Dasyu? Plunderer, Dakahe, or Achahe. Dakahe, plunderer, thief, chore. They are sometimes, however, wife and children are called Swajanasya Dakshu. Burglars in the name of kinsmen. A man earns his livelihood with hard labor. In the hard labor, but the result is that he is plundered by his wife and children, exactly as a person in the forest is attacked by some thieves and burglars who take his money. Nonetheless, in family life, the turmoil of wife and children appears to be like cooing of the cuckoos in the garden of the family life. Being invited by such atmosphere, the person who is passing through such a blissful family life desire to have his family with him at all costs. So in this comparison about the Muni Vrata, animal, they have taken a vow of non-violence. Here in Srimad Bhagavatam they are compared with the servants in the king, in the palace. There are many servants. So they never oppose the sense gratification of the master. They think, they are aware that if they will disturb the master, they will lose their job, they will lose their post, they will be thrown away. For that reason they have taken vow. No, anything master do, everything, go ahead. So servants, though they appear they have taken vow, they have taken vow of non-violence, but why they have taken vow? They are aware that I will speak anything against my master, anything against the sense gratification, immediately I will lose my job, I will lose my livelihood. So they have taken vow. Everything okay. Now, karo virudh nahi karte hai na. ऐसा नहीं कि उनके बड़ा अनुकूल है, बड़ा मुनि व्रत ले लिए हैं, मुनि व्रत है, मुनि वन सी मौन, दे हैव टेकन ए वाव ऑफ साइलेंस, एनीथिंग हैपनिंग नो आई विल नॉट, आई शुड नॉट, वाई आई शुड बी डिस्टर्ब, जियो वा मरो वा, दिस इज योर क्वेश्चन, मुनि व्रत, मुनि व्रत वन मीन्स मुनि व्रत मौन, वाव ऑफ साइलेंस, आई विल नॉट speak anything against the master. So servants, they have taken muni brat. Bhav of non-violence or bhav of silence. And kokil kujitahi, cooing of the cuckoo, vibrating the whole family life with nice sound, they are children and wife. They make the family life very pleasing. They dress in such a way, they talk in such a way. Sometimes a small child, son, comes near you and he puts his soft finger around your ear. You feel very much satisfied. Sometimes the wife, she also attracts the husband. And that husband, family member, he wants to maintain that family life on any cost. He doesn't care for any spiritual progress, any morality. Simply everything is based on the maintain this family. Be attached always. So this is awkward position. Prabhupada is making a sojanakhidasyu. In the name of kinsmen, they are actually plunderers, burglars, thief, dacoit. They are always trying to take anything, all position from the husband and father. So this point will come. We will take one awkward position of that king, Maharaj Puranjan. He has a friend and he was not knowing anything about his friend. Abhigyat Sakha. His name was Abhigyat. He was not knowing anything about the friend. He was not knowing any activity of the friend. So here the comparison there, Puranjan, in Srimad Bhagavatam talks about this is not the story of any particular king. It is story of you and me. You are also Puranjan, Jiva, and you have also one friend, Paramatma, the super soul, very closely connected to you, very intimate friend, but we don't know anything about Krishna. Though he is situated as Paramatma in your heart, sarvasya chaham hridisan nivishto, ishvara sarvbhutanam hridese arjun tishtati. Time to many time. So, abhigyat sakha, that is very awkward position for a living entity, that we know many things. We know about politics, we know science, scientific information, we know geography, we know many things, sociology and this and that, but we don't know anything about Paramatma. One Hindi poet had described even, Jagat Janayo Jehi Sakala Tinhari Janyo Nahi. By the mercy, grace of Krishna, we are able to see everything, whole situation. We know, we can walk, we can talk with the help of Krishna. This is mercy of Krishna, Paramatma, that he has given facility everything. But unfortunately, this is poetry regretting that this is my unfortune. By the mercy of Krishna, I can see whole anything around me, but I don't see Krishna. Apart from Krishna, I can see everything in front of me. And he has given, Jin aankhin sab dekhiye sohari jano nahi. By the help of eye, I can see you, or you can see me. But I don't see my own eyes. By the help of eye, by mercy of eyes, I can see you, or you can see everything. But you don't see your own eye. Similarly, by the mercy of Krishna, we see everything, but we don't see Krishna. ऐसा होता है ना, If you go in front of mirror, of course you can see, but if you are not mirror, the eye can see, with the help of eye, I can see everything, but I can't see my eye, my own eyes. नहीं देखते हैं ना अपनी आंख आप नाक देख सकते हैं और सब देख सकते हैं लेकिन अबाउट आई वी कैन सो दिस इज सिचुएशन और अकवर्ड पोजिशन बाय द मर्सी ऑफ कृष्ण वी सी एवरीथिंग बट वी डोंट सी कृष्ण दिस इज अवर अकवर्ड पोजिशन ऑफ पुरंजन ही आर रिटायर्ड पुरंजन बट दिस अकवर्ड पोजिशन ऑफ ओन वी हैव वेरी इंटीमेट फ्रेंड our well-wisher residing next to us, very close, but we don't know anything. We don't know his name even. Here say Abhigyat. Of course, here his name was Abhigyat, unknown, and his activities was also not known to Maharaj Puranjan. So this was a really, really awkward position. Further is described. Then he was Puranjan, the king, along with his friend. He was looking here and there in the garden, the forest came. दृक्षया आगतम तत्र ददर्श परमदा उत्तमम ऑल ऑफ ए सडन व्हाइल ही वाज इन द फॉरेस्ट ही सा दैट वन परमदा परमदा मीन्स परमदा का क्या अर्थ होता है वुमन स्त्री और नॉट ऑर्डिनरी वुमेन वेरी ब्यूटीफुल ग्लोरियस उत्तमम द बेस्ट टाइप ऑफ वुमेन ही सा यदृक्षया आगतम सी हैज कम इन दैट एरिया आउट ऑफ हर यदृक्षया आउट ऑफ हर ओन विल यदृक्षया आगतम सी हैज नो एनी बिजनेस सिंपली सी वॉज वॉन्डरिंग हियर एंड देयर सी केम सो महाराज पुरंजन केम इन द टच विथ विच केम इन कंटेक्ट विथ वुमेन परमदा ईसा एंड सी वॉज नॉट एलोन She has 10 servants, Vritte Dasabhi, 10 servants surrounding, helping, serving her. And again those servants, 10 servants, they have hundreds of their servants. You can understand this situation of Maharaj Puranjan. He was looking, he was wandering to the surface of earth for sense gratification. He was looking a place, he got the place, city he got, glorious city. भारत वर्ष इंडिया ह्यूमन फॉर दिस बॉडी ही गॉट एंड इमीडिएटली ही गॉट वन वाइफ वेरी वुमन परमदा उत्तमम उत्तमम परमदा वुमन ही वॉज वेरी ग्लोरियस वेरी ब्यूटिफुल वेरी ब्राइट एंड देन व्हाट हैपेंस यू कैन अंडरस्टैंड दिस इज फाइनली गॉट एंड देन महाराज पुरंजन Completely he observed in sense gratification. He got the place. Friend was, he was not instructing him. He was not saying anything. Do this or don't do this. And whole other thing. Everything was favorable. And how Maharaj Puranjan, the king, became degraded, that I should further describe. So we will go through that part of Srimad Bhagavatam. If I have any question or comment, we have time, approximate 8 minutes. अर्थ स्पर्श हो गया नाना अरण्य मृग ब्रात ब्रात मीन्स ग्रुप अनाबाध है दे आर नॉट दे एनिमल अनाबाद दे आर नो एनी डिस्टर्बेंट बाय दैट एनिमल मुनि व्रता है बिकॉज दैट एनिमल्स हैव टेकन ए वाव ऑफ नॉन वायलेंस एंड वाव ऑफ साइलेंस ओके एनी ओके फर्स्ट Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised that we should make our life successful, perfect. Kya? Question here, description that we should make our life perfect, sarthak, and we should do upakar. on which point we should start upkar. When we understand, now my life is perfect, now I can do pura for upkar.
कब चालू करना चाहिए प्रीचिंग, कब चालू करें?
परफेक्शन ऑफ लाइफ इन बीन रिवाइव और स्पॉन्टेनियस कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस, कृष्ण प्रेम, दैट इज कंसिडर्ड टू द हाइएस्ट परफेक्शनल स्टेज ऑफ लाइफ. दिस इज परफेक्शन. एंड उपकार मीन्स हेल्पिंग अदर. दे आर स्ट्रगलिंग for they are struggling for make progress in Krishna consciousness. You see someone and you go help them. That is, so on what point we should start? Priority we should give to our own revival or Krishna consciousness. First we should revive our Krishna consciousness in perfection, then I will go out and preach. Or some point we can start without any reaching perfectional stage.
प्रश्न तो रियली हमको भी अच्छा लग रहा है, लेकिन पता नहीं कहां से उत्तर डाल कर. बट इट अपियर्स दैट सिमुलटेनियसली परफेक्शन, व्हाट स्टेज यू गॉट, नॉट द हाईएस्ट परफेक्शनल स्टेज, बट 20% परफेक्शन यू गेट योर लाइफ, एंड आउट दैट पॉइंट यू स्टार्ट हेल्पिंग अदर. सिमुलटेनियस दैट शुड गो. इन दिस रिगार्ड आई बेटर आई शुड से हमको, दिस इज द again the Bengali poetry and written by really staunch Mayavadi. However, it helps us to understand the presentation, so I will say that one. this will help you to understand on what point we should start preaching, helping other. Rabindranath Tagore, he has written one poetry in his very celebrated book Gitanjali. He wrote this, compiled that book, and he got Nobel Prize. Very celebrated, very small poetry. And the poetry goes like this. Kela iba mor kaj kahe sandhya rabi, suni a jagata sab niruttar chabi. Matir pradip chila se kahila swami, amar je tuk sadhya kari batami. Kela iba mor kaj. Sun was about to set on the western horizon. Before setting, sun, Surjadev, call all. Philip, come, I have some message. I want to say something. Kelai va mor kaj. I am going for 12 hours. Who will represent me? Who will do my duty? Lighting, illuminating the whole universe. So, please, who will do that one for 12 hours? Hours. Suniya sabat jagat sabat niruttar chhavi. Who can represent? Who can illuminate the whole universe, earthly planet, in the absence of Surya? The niruttar chhavi. They become like chhavi. Chhavi samajhte hai na? Photo doesn't move. Everyone becomes strong. And then in the middle of the crowd, there Matir Pradeep Shila. There was Pradeep of Mati, clay lamp, very small one, tiny one. Thus he was plowed the whole crowd and came forward. Matir Pradeep Shila Seko Hila Swami. Samajhte hai na, jo Hindi tha, Matir Pradeep, Mati ka Deepak tha, chota sa. Matir Pradeep Shila Seko Hila Swami, Swami, my dear master, Surjadev, Amar je tuk sadhe kavit karb. Karibat ami. You go. Don't worry about. As long as there is cotton, small piece of cotton and ghee is there, I will illuminate this earthly planet. And then Surya becomes very much satisfied. Oh. Very much. Surya, then sunset take place. So that Matir Pradeep, he would have illuminated, but how big area, for how many minutes, and Diwali is coming, you also illuminate your house with small, little, tiny, put the lamp. For 20 minutes, if you are generous and rich, you put little more ghee. Otherwise, 10-15 minutes exist. So
So similarly, Krishna is not expecting from us that we will do preaching like Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada, the world preacher, he enlightened whole earthly planet. But whatever capacity we have with us, that we can utilize in the service, in the preaching work. So, answer is, any point we should start. Simultaneously we can start. Same time. Even we join Krishna consciousness, start up devotional for say, today, and preaching could be started by evening today. If you join in morning, then you can start preaching evening time. Whatever realization we have not reached the highest perfectional stage, for sure, but whatever stage we have, from there, we could start par upakar, bharat bhumite haila manush janma jar, janma sarthak kari kara par upakar. So any point we can start. Simultaneously, cultivating Krishna consciousness, making our life, trying to uplift ourselves on the highest perfectional stage and same time trying to help people in general, other people also who are struggling for reviving their Krishna consciousness. In Srimad Bhagavatam, beginning, susur subhi tachana, second as how we start, second slok of Bhagavatam, धर्मः प्रोजित कायतवोत्र परमो निर्मत सराणाम सताम वेद्यम वास्तव वस्त्र मत्र शिवदम तापत्रयो निमूलनम. नेक्स्ट, श्रीमद् भागवते महामुनि कृते किंवा परैरीश्वरः सद्य हृदि अवरुद्धते कृतिभि सुश्रुषुभि तत्क्षणात्. इफ एनी पर्सन डेवलप डिजायर टू हियर श्रीमद् भागवतम, ही हैज नॉट हर्ड, he is not hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, simply he has desire. If desire enters in the heart of a person, immediately, simultaneously, Krishna becomes bandi, prisoner in his heart. If you have desire to hear, not you have heard, you can't, you have no facility to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, but you see Bhagavatam recitation going somewhere far distance, you can't go there. Simply with desire, susrusubhi. If someone desires, develop desires to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, immediately Krishna become prisoner in his heart. Question is, this is about hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam. What about if someone desires to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, then what happens? He has no desire for hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. He has developed desire that I should chant. From tomorrow onwards or evening, tomorrow I will chant very nicely, nice round, perfect round, 16 round I will finish. Then what happens? Krishna becomes prisoner in your heart, or he is waiting that once you develop desire to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, then he will enter your heart. I am sitting on the Vyasasana, exactly I feel equally unqualified as you are sitting as an audience. I am sitting in an elevated place, Vyasasana. But I feel awkward. I don't know exactly what I should say. तो लेट इट, इसको रखिए, क्वेश्चन को रखते हैं, फर्दर किसी से पूछेंगे. या मेरे दिस इज आल्सो माय क्वेश्चन आल्सो, मैं जो वहां बैठा होता तो यही पूछता आपसे. एनीथिंग ग्रंथ राय श्रीमद् भागवतम की श्रील प्रभुपाद की.